Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Biden spoke today with the family of Tyre Nichols, the 29-year-old man who died after he was stopped and then beaten by Memphis police officers. NPR's Asma Khalid reports their conversation came ahead of the upcoming public release of body camera footage from the night Nichols was pulled over.
The president spoke by phone with Tyre Nichols' mother and stepfather. The White House says he expressed his condolences and commended the family for their strength and courage. Nichols was pulled over on January 7th for what police said was reckless driving. He died 3 days later in the hospital after being beaten by five officers. Biden previously released a statement saying the family deserves a swift, full, and transparent investigation into the death. He also joined the Nichols family in urging the public to refrain from violence, calling for peaceful protests while acknowledging that outrage is understandable. Asma Khalid, NPR News, the White House.
For the fourth time in a row, Rona McDaniel has been elected by the Republican National Committee to chair the group for a two-year term. McDaniel, who will have much work ahead of her after a string of election defeats for Republicans in the midterms, beating back a challenge from Harmit Dhillon, a California lawyer who's represented former President Donald Trump. McDaniels argued the GOP did its job in the midterm, turning out voters. She did not address the former president directly, but admitted the party has struggled with its nominees. A judge has released body camera footage and audio of the brutal attack on former Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband at their San Francisco home. Member station KQED in San Francisco, Maurice Lagos, reports the suspect told police he'd wanted to hold Nancy Pelosi hostage.
The footage shows officers arriving and opening the door to see Paul Pelosi and David DePape both holding on to the same hammer.
What's going on, man?
Everything's good.
Hi. Drop the hammer.
Nope.
DePape then strikes Pelosi in the head, knocking him unconscious as the officers rush in. Media outlets had filed a motion asking for release of the video, as well as a 911 call, security camera footage, and a police interview with DePape. A judge granted the release over objections from prosecutors and DePape's defense team. DePape, who's facing federal and state charges including attempted murder, has pleaded not guilty. For NPR News, I'm Marisa Lagos in San Francisco.
A keyhole inflation gauge closely monitored by the Federal Reserve would seem to indicate the central bank is making progress on its efforts to tamp down inflation. Latest reading of the preferred measure of inflation for December showing it eased somewhat with prices rising 5% compared to a 5.5% annual increase the previous month. Consumer spending was also revised lower. Stocks gained some ground during the final trading session of the week. The Dow up 28 points. The NASDAQ rose 109 points today. You're listening to NPR. New brutal fighting in Ukraine is throwing more light on a private Russian military unit said to be increasingly involved. The paramilitary Wagner Group, with longtime links to Russia's President Vladimir Putin, being used to jumpstart Russia's lagging offensive of the now nearly one-year-old invasion of Ukraine. House-to-house fighting involving the group is being tied to some of the bloodiest encounters in the war so far. The company was first spotted in action in eastern Ukraine in 2014. The U.S. has already expanded sanctions against the Wagner Group for its role in Ukraine and also for mercenary activities in Africa. Striking staff in Portugal public schools have been ordered to ensure minimum services beginning February 1st in a ruling made on the eve of a demonstration for better pay and work conditions. Alison Roberts reports from Lisbon, where tomorrow a march is planned.
Portugal's government turned to an arbitration tribunal after a series of partial strikes called by one of the more radical teachers' unions. According to the ruling, teachers and non-teaching staff must ensure minimum services in public schools if these actions continue. While it does not cover the teaching of classes as such, it stresses the unavoidable social needs at stake, especially of more vulnerable students. The STOP Union, whose strike is targeted by the ruling, already planned a protest for this weekend. Its last, 2 weeks ago, drew tens of thousands. Other unions are also staging strikes and their own protest next month. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
Crude oil futures prices lost ground today. Oil down $1.33 a barrel to settle at $79.68 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.